Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am your host, Saad Joseph Gurgis, and this is Modern Middle Eastern Mentality. I hope you all had a great week. Just wanted to touch base with everyone and remind them that this is the fourth episode. We are still talking about raising children in a foreign country. We are going to recap on what we spoke about last week. We talked about how to start finding balance instead of just going about our day. We also talked about planning, making sure that we plan instead of just haphazardly going through our day. And we also talked about managing our time in order to find balance with our children by paying more attention to them. So let's jump right into today's episode. As we all know, becoming a parent is one of the most important things one human being can do, whether it be a man or a woman. The way you treat your children is heavily influenced by the way your parents treated you. This will have a lifelong influence on their happiness and well-being, of course. When you have a child, this requires a high level of discipline. When you have a child, this requires a high level of discipline and commitment in order to fulfill your part. When your child is born, you basically take on a minimum of a 20-year commitment to be able to raise your child into a happy, healthy young adult. A child who has self-confidence is an amazing child. At every stage of your child's life, your words, your actions, non-actions, and behaviors are influencing that child. And it's determining how he or she will turn out as an adult. You know, it's funny how I always look back and realize this by just going through all the experiences I've had in life. And the greatest thing that I've realized is a child basically needs to have an unbroken flow of unconditional love and acceptance from his parents. Children need love almost as much as they need oxygen, believe it or not. This is true. The amount of love that they receive, especially in their formative years, basically their adolescent years, is critically determined by how healthy and happy he or she becomes as an adult. How does a child spell love to you? How do you think a child spells love? T-I-M-E. That's how they spell love. Time. Spending time. A child determines how valuable and important they are, and they develop their self-esteem and self-worth by measuring the amount of time that the adult spends with them when they're basically young. There is really no substitute for time. Once it's gone forever, and you can never make that up. When you become a parent, you must discipline yourself and organize your life in order to be very effective in raising your child. You basically must cut down, eliminate, and reduce anything that is basically holding you back from raising your child or spending that valuable time with your kid. That's all that it comes down to. Disciplining your time so you can give that time, that valuable time, to your child. You know, it's funny. We always think back to when we were single and we had so much time, and how we were able to spend time doing so many things. And then when we get married and have kids, we tend to have that mentality still, like we're still single and we can still do the things that we did when we were single. This is not the case. We have to be able to balance time out. I can't stress that enough. I know I'm bringing back balance in this episode, but it's a brief conversation about finding time through balance, because they really do need your time. As you can see, time is everything we're talking about today. Time is what children need in order to have a healthy relationship with their parents. You know, we go through shifts. After having our first child, it almost feels like we are now just heading in a totally different direction than we were when we just got married. When we first got married, things were awesome. Things were lovely and fun. And then we have our first child and life just takes a quick whip to the right. And we're going, what the heck happened? We were just going in a nice straight line. Everything was hunky-dory. And now here we are. Boom. We made a right turn. It's not uncommon for couples to change their lifestyle or the direction that their life is headed when they have a kid. Everybody goes through that. That's part of life. And you see it throughout the entire process. Basically, the first child changes you. By the second child, you become a pro. But by the first child, first and foremost, that child takes on a whole different meaning. It really just derails your mentality of what you are used to and the things you're used to doing. and in turn makes you just want to go, whoa, what happened? You stop hanging out with friends. You stop dining with any of your closest relatives. You stop having drinks. Your kid becomes everything to you. Sleep becomes an amazing accomplishment if you can get more than 4 hours in. Some parents don't even get that much. But yes, all this takes a toll on you, and it has to. You decided to bring a child in this world. What else do you think was going to happen? You know, the funny part about all that is once you start hanging out with parents who have children as well, your entire conversation starts to shift. Now you're talking about your kids with your friends and relatives, the ones you're used to hanging out with and discussing politics or the game or this or that. Now you're talking about diaper change. Now you're talking about, you know, waking up at 2 a.m. to feed. You're talking about, you know, when is your next doctor's visit to make sure that the kid is okay? How can you, you know, make sure that they are able to crawl without hurting themselves? And you got to take all this into consideration and baby-proof your house. There's so much that goes into it. Those are the joyous moments I think a lot of people along the way tend to have forgotten about. The joy of having children. Even though it's a bittersweet, it's still a joy. Even though we go through this heartache and we change and alter our life 180 degrees, the whole other direction, that 180 degrees is for a reason. It's because it's building us and it's building our character. And we're becoming better people through our children. I've always believed that having kids is a gift. It's a gift from God. And if God gave you a gift, I think the best part about that is to make sure that you give blessings, not just to God, but give blessings to your child. Your children need your blessings. I mean, whether you're religious or not, whether you believe in God or not, in some form, fashion, or another, you definitely need to realize that you have to be happy and blessed by the gift that God gave you, and in turn, give that blessing to your child so that they may prosper and may grow and be better people along the way. I think that's an amazing thing to think about and put into effect. If you haven't or if you've forgotten, just take a moment. First and foremost, say thank you to whomever you thank. Hopefully it's God. And then secondly, bless your children. Give them blessings. You can say it verbally out loud, or you can just say it in your heart. Preferably once in a while, do it out loud. Another thing I realized that when we have children, we end up doing what we call long-term thinking. Our children almost force us to do long-term thinking. That basically is a double-edged sword. Once you realize there's long-term thinking, you become extra sensitive in what you say to your kids, because that's going to have a long-lasting effect on them, whether it be positive or negative in the long run. So whatever you basically put in their minds, whatever you are growing or dropping a seed in their heads and talking to them about in the adolescent years, that long-term thinking basically means that they are growing and watering whatever it is you put in their mind. whatever you say to them, whether it's positive or negative, hopefully you're more sensitive to them and realize that you need to put positive so you can get positive back, like we said in the very beginning. So that in turn gets you to be more sensitive to the things you say to your child. Very, very important point. Think about it this way. If you have a child, you need to have self-discipline in controlling what comes out of your mouth. It's not the same as when you were just getting married or when you were single, when you just say whatever you wanted to say and there was no consequence. Now, everything that you do and say in front of that child holds a consequence in the long run. In the short term, not maybe as much, maybe a little bit, but in the long term, for sure. So that is something to definitely keep in mind as your behavior changes around your children. Just because children are very, very hypersensitive to everything that their parents say throughout their years. You know, the funny thing is, I've been talking to a couple of friends and they said something that made me chuckle. And they said, if you ever see a dysfunctional adult, more than likely that dysfunctional adult has a dysfunctional child. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. And it made me think how true this really is. dysfunctional adults and their dysfunctional children. A lot of people have an opportunity to change and become better, become more wholesome. And I think they choose not to only because they feel that the world still owes them something. I'm here to tell you, the world owes you nothing. You are your own source of inspiration. You are your own source of goodness and hatefulness. You can create all that just simply by being focused on whatever it is you're going to do for yourself. If you focus on being negative and if you focus on being woe is me, that's exactly what's going to come back to you. If you're focusing on the problem, you're going to find nothing but problems. If you focus on the solution, you will always find a solution. That's just how it works. There is no magic formula. There is no secret formula. This is really what it comes down to. Where your focus is where everything will be. Bottom line, I can't stress that enough. The flip side of that is when someone says to me, well, why do you think that person is the way that they are, the dysfunctional adult having dysfunctional children? It's traced back to their family, their life when they were kids, their childhood when they were growing up. Someone, of course, dropped a ball. They weren't able to raise them correctly. They did exactly what we talked about in episode 2 and 3. They did not spend time with them. They did not love them. They did not, give them, they didn't invest the time necessary to be able to raise their children. They did not invest in their child. They did not give them the nourishment that they needed to be able to grow and be a healthy adult. And so the cycle continues. This here that we're talking about is in order to break that cycle and become a better parent. Yeah, it's great to be bossy. It's great to say, I said so, and have no answer behind it. But what's the point in that? What do you think that's going to do when you tell a child, don't do this because I said so? It's a mute answer is how they translate that. Don't tell a child because I said so. That means nothing, neither to you or them. You say it because it's a cop-out. It's an easy out for you because you don't want to think. And therefore, you just totally just shut down that child because you told them because I said so. That's not the way to do it. You know the better way to do it. Explanation is key. Talking and give and take and having, you can do it in sentences, you can do it in paragraphs, you can write them a letter, but explain why you do the things you do so they have an understanding. And as a matter of fact, as you're explaining it, believe it or not, as it comes out of your mouth, it might not have been as cruel or as crucial as you thought initially it was, because your heightened state of mind developed the answer of, because I said so, and then that was it. You shut it off, you turned it away, you walked away from it, and you feel that you are right. While that child is still confused, then there is no resolve. So the answer is have some resolve by explaining, guaranteeing you that when you do explain to that child, by far it's going to be a much better conversation and a much calmer, much calmer conversation between you and that child. And eventually, it won't be as uptight as you began when you said, don't do this. And then you took the time to explain it. By the time you get through your explanation, more often than not, it will not be as blown up as it initially started to be. My opinion, I've seen it happen time and time again. Couldn't stress enough about that. I've seen it from my point of view, others in my life, others around me, my mentors, and so on and so forth. Most of them have done everything I'm telling you guys today. The greatest gift you can give a child is love. Love, love, love. 100% all the time. Give them love in many different ways. It doesn't have to just be verbal. We discussed this as well. Just give them love, and I promise you, the investment that you're doing initially will have multiple effects and a multiple outcome. In other words, it's going to be great. Love. Love wins. Hatred, anger, frustration, inaccurate discipline, that's not the way. Trust me when I tell you, love wins all the time. That is your return on your investment. Love. There is no greater blessing in a child's life when they know that they are all grown up and that their parents accepted them for who they are and who they were without any kind of judgment along the way. Knowing this in itself will give them an amazing life as they get older and move on to their world. And in turn, they're going to look back and see, what a wonderful way that I was raised. What an amazing way I was raised. Don't be that person that denies the child love. Don't be that person that takes that away from them as a parent. Don't be the guy that they are going to point to and say, my father, my mother, they didn't know how to love me. They couldn't love me. They didn't understand what love meant. Don't be that guy. Don't have that resentment in your child's life and that resentment be you. Trust me, I speak from experience. Don't be that guy or that girl for that matter. Don't be those parents that children resent. It will backfire multiple ways and it will not be a pleasant experience. That backfire will hurt in many ways than you can ever imagine. Just remember, children are not adults. When they make decisions, they're going to make mistakes. It's part of growing up. They're not like us. And even us at our own stage of growing up, whether it be in your 30s, 40s, even if you're 20s and you already have children, you're going to make mistakes. But at least you cannot judge your child when they make a mistake because you are no better than they are. They are going to make mistakes. Allow them to make the mistakes. Be there for them when they make the mistakes so you can help walk them through it. And trial and error is part of life. We still do it till today. We are no different. We just don't go to anybody about it. They do. They go to us. So be open-minded. Accept everything they have to tell you. Listen and be able to find a solution together with them. I can't stress that part enough either. You know, it's funny. I remember reading somewhere that it said back in the 30s, it was the discipline, not the development, that was necessary. In other words, you had to break your child's will in order to get through to them. How wrong is that philosophy? Obviously, those kids that grew up miserable. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Every child is born with a different personality, different temperament, and not one-size-fits-all kinds of discipline. You have to know how to do discipline when it's necessary and development when it's most necessary. They need to go hand in hand. If you have multiple children, you know as much as I do that each one of them marches to a different drum. Also, remember, no matter what you do for them, they all have their destiny pretty much picked out from the get-go. That doesn't mean that we just let go and let them do whatever, obviously, no. But we nurture their nature in order for them to grow and be healthy. We have to nurture their nature. And everything you do for your kids, it has to be an even balance of discipline and development. And always remember, be prepared to say that you were wrong. Not necessarily to your child, but to yourself, maybe your spouse, if you confide in your spouse in that way, or maybe to a spiritual guide of some kind. But it's okay to be wrong about decisions you've made about raising your children. There is no philosophy. This is something you develop every step of the way. Perhaps the most important thing that you can have in your life is to develop value for your children. Develop a sense of value. That's probably the most important thing that you need to learn, is how to develop value for your kids. That, by far, probably is the most important thing. Discipline, development, and value. Great things to think about. Especially the value of self-discipline. Now that you've learned it, you gotta teach it. The most powerful influence you have on your children is the example you set for them during the time that they are growing up. They are always watching. They are always listening from the corner of their eye, from the room. They're measuring, they're sizing you up. They are doing everything in their power to make sure they absorb and sponge up everything you do. Especially when you're under stress, especially when you're angry, they watch the most and they take mental notes because how you behave at that particular moment or that particular situation that you're in, guess what? They are now doing the identical thing that you are doing. And then when you look back and see it on them, you're going, who are these kids? Why are they behaving that way? Because at the time you were doing it, your fight or flight kicked in basically, and then your behavior was so strong, you didn't have time to notice what's going on. You don't even have time to notice your own behavior because you're caught up in the moment and you're angry. But they're taking notes, they're listening, and they're making sure that they have it down to a science. down to the word, to the gesture, to the body language, whatever you're doing, they're mimicking 150%. Your example sets the standard in their world. So when they make a mistake or behave in a certain way, it's because they copied that from you. So don't let that be the norm that they expect to have in their world, because if they are not taught otherwise, then they're going to expect to be this way with everyone in their life that they come up in conversation with, or they go to school with, or they have a relationship with. They will take that behavior and consider it the norm, and they will act it out in other ways in front of other people. And then there's that cycle. We got to break that cycle. We can't just have it keep on going. So be mindful of yourself, even in the moment of anger and frustration. So the takeaway from this is, be a good role model. Always ask yourself on a daily, what do I want my family to do and how do I want them to behave? Do I want them to be just like me? So let me then set the example. Let me be patient, nourishing, loving, caring. Let me be all these great things so that my family and my kids can look up to me instead of look away from me and shy away from me. I leave you with that thought. And with this, we're basically going to wrap up. Thank you for letting me talk, to give my input, and to be able to share with you all that I have learned from my mentors and those who have come before me. And with that, we are going to wrap up today's show. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. I am your host, Saad Joseph Girgis, and this has been another episode of Modern Middle Eastern Mentality. Have a great weekend, everyone.